From family-owned restaurants to service clubs and bowling alleys, local business and community organizations play a vital part in the health and vitality of our neighborhoods. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the impact of their efforts could be seen across the nation. Many organized food drives have advocated for those in need, while others coordinated donations of PPE and other supplies for frontline workers. Others still looked to caring for our seniors with grocery delivery and even window visits. Many of these efforts were coordinated by business and organizations who were quietly struggling with the uncertainty of their own future or ability to remain afloat. As we look to put the height of the COVID-19 pandemic behind us, local business and organizations have yet another important role to play in our ability to reconnect and heal as a community. Aside from being key economic drivers, they also provide a place for people to connect, build relationships, and work together towards a common goal. From these interactions, countless new opportunities and ventures are born, further moving our society and community forward. If you own or run a business or community group, it is more important than ever to nurture your people and teams. Many will not be returning with the same capacity or ability as previously demonstrated. If left unaddressed, anxiety, overwhelm, and exhaustion, trademarks of the COVID-19 hangover, can turn once jovial, positive environments toxic in a matter of weeks. You may not know how every member of your team or workforce is feeling, but here are the most common signs to look for and what to do if, or when, they show up. Avoidance, procrastination. Avoidance is often a key manifestation of anxiety and fear. Anxious employees may use more sick days, elect to continue working from home, miss deadlines, or procrastinate on important tasks. Anxious employees may also interact in unexpected ways, with outgoing employees interacting less or typically confident team members expressing more insecurity. To keep these behaviors from rippling outwards and impacting the entire organization, talk to your staff about stress management and the impacts of anxiety and burnout. Help them identify the signs that they are struggling and let them know you are there to help. Provide supportive resources and steps they can take if they need additional support. Conflict, confrontations. When energy and capacity run low, so does tolerance. Exhausted staff are more likely to quip at one another, argue, or escalate a situation that they would otherwise manage well. If left unaddressed, these behaviors can put other staff on edge, making them more likely to respond more aggressively, creating an environment of escalating toxicity. Be swift to respond to conflict within your team. Focus on responding in ways that prioritize the safety and comfort of the entire organization, but also address the matter at hand with compassion and care. If a matter can be settled privately, do so. Once a conflict is settled, take time to consider what it might tell you about the needs of your team, your processes, or your organizational culture. Managing conflict with care and compassion helps to build trust and team cohesion, making your organization better in the long run. Decreased productivity. Expecting 100% of your team's pre-pandemic performance as a recipe for disaster. A return to full-time engagement, voluntary or paid, is likely to come with difficulty focusing for prolonged periods, decreased mental clarity, decreased creativity, and general disorganization. Your team members may not understand why they are getting less done with the same effort, further compounding their difficulties with feelings of guilt or shame. To help boost resilience, look to increase productivity gradually. Communication and encouragement will be key. Take time to identify what the current performance baseline looks like and then look to make quarterly improvements. Avoid using shame, blame, and guilt to encourage productivity, as it is more likely to have the opposite effect. Instead, find ways for your team to measure, track, and improve their performance over time. Recognize and acknowledge improvements. Where possible, set small, achievable team goals to build camaraderie and momentum with early wins. As integral parts of our community, local businesses and organizations will be the places we reconnect as a community. The healthier and more supportive these meeting places, the stronger and more resilient our communities will be. If you are looking for ways to support your team, community group, or organization, reach out to B. Skinner Coaching and Psychotherapy. Looking for more ways to manage your mental health at home? Visit our blog for more helpful tips and strategies to manage the stressors of everyday life. If you have questions or would like to connect with Bonnie for counseling availability, please reach out here. Bonnie J. Skinner is a registered psychotherapist and certified Canadian counselor. Having developed her career in community-based mental health across Canada, Bonnie now owns and operates a practice in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, where she helps individuals, couples, families, and organizations overcome obstacles to their chosen goals. Learn more at www.skinnerpsychotherapy.com. Read part one of this series here, Trauma and COVID-19. Our Collective Road to Recovery. Read part two of this series here, Coming Together, How to Reconnect and Rebuild After COVID-19.